Texte numéro 24. Europe is trying to teach its gender norms to refugees. Ever since the mass sexual assaults in Cologne last New Year's Eve, in which groups of mainly North African men groped, robbed, or raped hundreds of women, European governments have worried that the chauvinist values of some of the immigrants they are absorbing could lead to trouble. Belgium plans to make sex education mandatory for all asylum seekers by next year, as it already is in Norway. In Germany too, the government decided in July to shift the focus of its integration courses from language learning to cultural values, including equality of the sexes. One priority is preventing rape. In a strong patriarchal society, be it Muslim, Christian or Hindu, men often feel they are entitled to have aggressive behaviour towards women. The swarming sexual attacks seen in Cologne, reminiscent of similar behaviour in North African countries, have Europeans especially worried. At the same time, the courses may be just as necessary for the refugees' own integration in European societies as they are to protect the women with whom they interact. Teaching sexual norms is tricky, though, particularly when European societies do not agree on what those norms should be. In Norway, they use photos of pop stars to explain that styles of dress, however scanty, are expressions of individual freedom rather than signals of availability and must be respected. At the same time, bizarrely, they coach male refugees to protect their reputations by not seeking girls who are easy. Meanwhile, in Wallonia, the French-speaking region of Belgium, an information sheet used in integration classes cites gallantry as an ideal. Men should open the door for women, carry their heavy bags, and offer to help them put on their coats. Plenty of feminists in Belgium or elsewhere in Europe would find this patronising. Most of the refugees who receive the classes seem to welcome them. Many have never had any formal sex education and say it's important. It is not clear to what extent European fears of sexual assault by migrants are founded in reality. There have been no more attacks of the magnitude of those in Cologne. A report in February by Germany's Federal Criminal Police showed that refugees were responsible for only 3.6% of the sexual offences in Germany in 2015. Many of the refugees are rape victims rather than perpetrators. Female refugees face sexual abuse at the hands of smugglers and even reception centre staff, according to a report by Amnesty International. Indeed, while Europeans may feel anxious that migrants are importing Middle Eastern values, the migrants are having at least as hard a time adjusting to European ones. Adapted from The Economist, October 2016.